Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
Right, y'all. That is the Monica Fly. D-Fly Entertainment. We have an artist spotlight of the week on WMRDB, the woman station. When it comes down to the definition of artistry, many proclaim the title, but really encompass the sweet aftermath of melody. The Monica Fly, a seasoned house musician who hails the city of Springfield, Illinois, not only captures the very meaning of the word artist, but this songstress breathes a new beginning of indefinable greatness. Every time her lips are pressed against a microphone, Mr. Ronnie gets upset, because good Lord, he don't like that. But like bound illusion. She adapts vocally, delivers a new kind of magic, and pushes the limits on house music. arriving at a superior new platform. So we got D Fly in the house, Monica Fly, St. Paul, Minnesota. That was playing Still in Love. What's up, D?
Hey, what's up? What's up? How you doing, Karina?
You know, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. Just, I miss you rushing to work on CP time and stuff, but that's fine. We finally got you on here, so that is what's up. Well, so look, check this out. Still in Love, you already know that's my song, right? Outside of Real Love, Still in Love is just electrifying. And, you know, that's what Patrick, you know, I didn't think the dude was real, but I had a chance to listen to him. Hey, tell us, I mean, for real, I was like, okay, I've got to be computer, but he's actually real. So what's happening with Still in Love? What's happening with you? What's going on with the diva from St. Paul, where Minnesota? What's happening with you guys? What's going on with DeFi Entertainment?
Okay, well, staying busy. As you know, I've been super, super busy. Getting ready to finish up my part. Patrick is done with his part now. He's just waiting on me, basically, so I can get back in the studio and re-record. Well, we're actually doing a remix of Still in Love. We're doing a separate version and the version that you love the most, of course.
I'm not sure.
You will kill me if I don't. I'm in the studio also with Black Money Promotions, as well as I'm working on a couple other originals with the gentleman. He's an upcoming. Actually, I'm not even going to say he's upcoming. He is a producer. He's a phenomenal producer. His name is Flint, and with Silo, and with Low Entertainment. So I'm doing some stuff with them. I just got some new funky tracks. As a matter of fact, Sunday night. Some phenomenal tracks, and you really gonna like. I know you really gonna like this one particular one that I'm working on now. I'm actually writing it. I started writing it about 1 o'clock this morning. Miss Lydia Marie with the Untouchables, with Artists Who Rock magazine and Artists Who Rock. And what we're doing is we're just rocking with the homeless. We're actually we got a big show coming up on April 20th to celebrate the one and only Prince.
Okay.
Minneapolis Sound. So we're doing a show for the homeless. That's going to be for the homeless. I'm sorry right now. For the homeless, we're doing the House of Charity.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the House of Charity? So what's the House of Charity? Where's that located at? Everybody that's listening don't know about St. Paul. We didn't even know Black folks were
right.
In St. Paul. So
the House of Charity is located in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay.
It's located in downtown Minneapolis. So what they do is they actually feed the homeless here in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
They're located at 510 South 8th Street in Minneapolis. And the reason why I like the House of Charities, because they're not one of the type of charities sometimes. A lot of charities, they say they do certain things and they don't do what they say they do. But House of Charities, they feed people 365 days a year. And we're doing a big show for them on April 20th.
Okay.
The name of the group that I'm working with is called The Untouchables, which is Miss Lydia Marie. We all basically came from working with the Minneapolis Sound from back in the past that worked with Prince or people of like New Power Generation or I myself, I worked with Andre Simone where I collaborated a song called My Man on the Girls album.
Andre Simone. That name sounds familiar.
Andre Simone was Prince's bass player. And he's actually like Prince's brother. And so he's actually went off on his own. He produced Jody Watley, CD Looking for a New Love. He has a song called Trouble, and he's working on a lot of stuff here right now. He actually has a new CD that's coming out. So he's a big-time producer here in the Twin Cities. He's known worldwide. He was Prince's bass player from his very first band with the, I believe, I want to say the Dirty Mind album.
Okay.
He was his original first bass player here. Yeah.
So they also, I'm just reading, it also notes that you have a eccentric sound that can be described as the love child of Tina Marie, Miss Hathaway, that meets Pat Benatar. People don't know that. It's electronically performed and seasoned with a dynamic measure of soul, rhythm, and blues. So the sound that you have, we have a new release called Feel Your Body that was produced by LST, and songs such as Raindrops, I'm Not the One, The Voice, A Duet with Chuck Love. Your musical extension transcends a multitude of seasons, having been married to your vocal masterpiece since the early 80s. So talk about this experience that you had with your, Feel Your Body. That's something I saw that's out there, produced by LST. Who is LST?
Now, LST is the producer here. He's actually from the Twin Cities, but he actually produced quite a few tracks for Master P. Works with an artist that's out of Alabama, which is my girl, Tam Tam. He worked with, he did the Barbershop 3 soundtrack. He's a hot producer here from the Twin Cities, but a lot of the stuff now that he's recording out in L.A. But I've done so many tracks with him. I'm not even going to say track recordings. We have one that, I don't know if I sent you the jazz one. It's kind of a jazz type of feel, and it's called about what's going on here in the streets right now. Living the everyday new life and how we wish that we want the world to change. That's with a new upcoming rapper. His name is Jason, spelled J-E-S-O-N.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've done quite a few projects with LST. I've been working with LST since probably, since the early 90s I've worked with him. I also worked with another producer here in the Twin Cities. His name is Ace B. Where he had me sing the chorus line with the rapper, that's upcoming rapper named Light Lord. Done a lot of hook lines for a lot of the rappers here out of the Twin Cities. And I worked with Mr. Maestro P, who is my keyboard player in my band Another Level. He's a producer, where he has a new song. I got to get out saying track. It's a new release that's coming out with the one and only, which I love him dearly, Mr. Alexander O'Neill.
Okay.
I did the background. The background on this new release, Already Got a Girl.
Okay. And so the thing that I'm saying is, they said that you sung alongside a lot of notable greats such as Devon Overton, Farley, Jack, Master Funk, and many others. You belted out background vocals for people like Stevie Wonder and opened up a class act with Atlantic Star and Jeffrey Osborne. I mean, that is phenomenal. You're such a laid-back, humble person, but I didn't know you'd be like that, for real. Come on now.
Yeah, well, how I did this thing with Stevie Wonder was, at the time of the show they had in Chicago, it was a club called La Mirage and Heroes. Which was out downtown on 22nd in Michigan. At the very last minute, the singer became really ill, so he needed someone to just fill in to do a couple background vocals. And I happened to be there with, I love her, she was like my mom, Mary. She's the first black-owned answering service in Chicago. She hooked me up with a producer friend and a music attorney out of Chicago to go down to La Mirage that day in Heroes to see him. And he was like, I need a singer. I need somebody who knows my song, my songs. And I'm like, Mary knew that I am diehard Stevie Wonder fan. And so I was so nervous. I'll never forget. I was shaking like a leaf. And he asked me, what songs do I know verbatim? And I end up singing Knocks Me Off My Feet. So when I sung Knocks Me Off My Feet, he's like, you're hired. So I only did a 20-minute real quick cameo appearance with him. But just to do something like that with him, he's just phenomenal. I mean, I just admire him. He's just a genius, I worked with him. I worked with Willie Clayton, with my aunt Katie Neely, who used to work with Tom Joyner out of WJPC in Chicago. I was on WJPC in Chicago as their DJ, but I was only on it for 3 months before they became syndicated with WLNR. Before then, I was DJing at all the clubs in Chicago, also sub-vocalist for, like I said, Willie Clayton, the blues singer. I worked with Tyrone Davis as a sub-vocalist.
Hold on now, Tyrone Davis, ain't that a blues singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I did a couple shows with Willie Clayton at the Taste in Chicago on 69th and Lowe. What else? I've done so much. Like I said, opened up the Jeffrey Osborne, Atlanta Star. I did a lot of shows for the late great Harold Washington in Chicago. So I sung at the Beverly Woods, the Palmer House, did a lot of shows for him. Such a phenomenal man. And my cousin talked me into moving here to the Twin Cities. We call it the Twin Cities because of Minneapolis and St. Paul. He is the lead guitar player for Maserati. And so he was the one that reached out and said, cousin, this is what's happening up here in Minnesota. I need you to come. So I came up here, and it was before my cousin Craig Screamer Powell was the one that talked me into moving up here.
Are they still in that cold place, or did they leave you stuck there? That's what I want to know.
Screamer's still here.
All right.
Yeah, Screamer's still here. He's actually ill, so I just need everybody to lift him up in prayer. He's very well known. The name of the group is called Maserati. Their song is called 100 Miles an Hour. And he was actually getting ready to tour overseas, doing his own project, which is Craig Screamer Powell's Addiction, his own CD, but then he became very ill. But no, he's still here. My other cousin, I have a cousin, I felt so bad when I came down and performed in the ATL, which he's so mad at me about. I forgot he was there because he has a 573 area code. I've got to give a shout out to my other cousin, Brian Rankin. He's a drummer. He's down in the ATL doing big things now.
Absolutely. And I don't understand. Now I realize how you could just kind of forget a lot of stuff, and that's okay because I never even knew. You did some stuff with you opened up a class act with Atlantic Star and Jeffrey Osborne too. How did that experience come up?
My aunt Kitty put that together. She was a promoter as well as a DJ in Chicago on WJPC. And she was my manager with Perfect Productions. She was the one that actually had me work with Harold Washington, Operation Push, Jesse Jackson. And so she put me up on that as the opening act. I did like a 45-minute set opening up at the Dairy Crown. And I tell you, I was nervous as a leaf. I was shaking. I was like, oh, my God, I've seen all these people. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Oh, man, you talking about somebody that was nervous. But once I hit that stage and that band played, that was it.
That was a wrap. There you go.
Yeah, I did that. Gladys Knight, you're number one in my book, and just brought everybody's troops, you know, up to their knees. I did that. I did Patti LaBelle, If Only You Knew. I can still kind of remember the songs that I did back then.
Well, they're timeless songs, D. They're timeless songs. So currently, with the assistance of your live band, Another Level, I did it, Another Level, okay, you have been initializing some breathtaking new measures to kind of catapult yourself simply in a whisper of a crowd. You created a mountain of different genres as people, as listeners, just are just known, you know, people know you worldwide. You inspire the reverb to every sound, and so you just have a sweeping sound. You know, you've taken the world by storm, fierce as a hurricane, but smoother than the footprints on water. That's what they say. You know, so So get ready to feel the waves. So what's coming up on another level that you guys, your band, because you have three different types of bands, three different types of groups that you play with. I look up, you got white boys or in one band, you playing with another, you play with the reggae folks. I mean, you play with everybody. Isn't it phenomenal how you just blend that right on in there? How does that work? I mean, what's happening with another level in terms of this live band scenario that you got going on?
Well, right now with another level, we're just taking a pause just for a moment. We're going to have some upcoming shows, you know, as the weather breaks. And I have two phenomenal lead vocalists. His name is Al Hudson. He's the lead singer right now of LCD. My other lead singer is Miss Kimberly Henry Jones. She's phenomenal as well. And we just kind of, you know, Al was working with LTD and working with other bands as well as Universal Artist Movement, which I sung with them at the Capri Theater last Friday, as you've seen the video. That's the first theater that Prince performed at here on the north side. And so we just took a break. We'll start picking up as the weather breaks. We're going to be performing for Cinco de Mayo. The other musicians that I work with, I just like all kinds, all styles of music. You know, my thing is I love R&B and funk is really what is my favorite. I'm a diehard funketeer when it comes to George Clinton and them. But I love rock just as well as I love R&B and soul music. So, you know, that's why you see me with so many different types of bands, because I can sing all those different styles. I was born and I was adopted, and my family was the second black family in the Catholic community. We were born Catholic. I was brought up Catholic, should I say? Let me correct that. And being in the Catholic community, as you know, their music is a lot different than R&B. Yeah. I was singing Latin and operatic type styles. Became so versatile because I can sing opera, and as you know, their music is a lot different than R&B, so I played guitar. I played guitar for almost 6 years, but I couldn't play and sing. I just never got that coordination piece down, but I think that's why I like rock music, and I'm able to do rock, and I'm able to do soul, although I used to get in trouble by the nuns at church. They're like, my nickname was Dina. Dina, stop rolling your voice when you're singing that song, you know. You know, it was boring. Here I'm singing Latin, you know. And I got to put a little roll to it, you know. Sunday I was singing all soulful, and they were just so mad at me. But everybody in the church liked it. But the nuns was like, you would always go off of what we showed you what to sing. I said, you got to put a little soul to it or something, you know. So, yeah, I think that's where I got the versatility from.
Yeah, that's just like black folks bringing soul to the Catholic Church. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, right.
All right, man. You know, I think you think Quentin Pop going to be a singer.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Huh? You think Quentin Pop going to be a singer, like right now?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think Ziggy Pop.
That's Ziggy Pop.
Ziggy Pop, you know, I already got to wear, I don't know if I sent you the picture, I got to wear my Etta James wig because, you know, I'm going to do an Etta James review coming up.
Yeah.
I got her saying that last. Ziggy Pop trying to put in drums. I got our little keyboard. For Ronnie, we got our little keyboard right here in the living room. Every time she comes over, she runs straight over to this keyboard. And then we'll sit around and I'm act like, you know, I'm playing a drum beat for her, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's going to be like the next Sheila E. or something. I don't know.
I have them saying you got to raise them up right in the music. It's in the blood. So thinking about being in the blood, you mentioned several band members that are just really, you know, you got a young drummer, a young guy that you were talking about. That you know, when you change up bands, you know, you have some young people that you mentor as well. Talk about some of those experiences that you have, because, you know, I know you mentioned something about working with the younger group in the hip-hop. You were like, you know, I got to go to the studio and hang out with the young people doing something, and I was just kind of wondering about that. But before we do that, let me drop Suddenly, which is the song that was recorded by yourself. And who else? What's the song Suddenly about?
Well, now you're going to bust me out here. Suddenly? Suddenly, I wrote about two people in general, but it's about being in a relationship and learning how to love yourself in the end. When you're always finding yourself trying to satisfy the other person, you have to learn yourself. Suddenly, I got to find me.
All right, y'all. We'll be right back with Suddenly.
It was produced by Michael Pugsley. He did the music, as well as Cheryl Sutting Thompson helped work with us to get this recorded.
All right, then. Y'all will be right back. We'll listen to Suddenly with the Monica Fly.
Multiple choice parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. Now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health, you know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer. What other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white, clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history. You have to be careful with toxic shock syndrome and stuff just because of what it's made out of. It's kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug, while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now. Introducing Cherish Premium Sanitary Napkins by Inspire. Cherish pads have been designed by women for women.
All right, you guys, welcome back to the Monica Fly from D-Fly Entertainment out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Not only is she a part of our artist.
Yeah, hey.
Girl, I've seen that message. All right, man. I can't even do it. I can't. Wait a minute, y'all. We're listening to Still in Love. But you know, I wanted to just bring that up because you came down in November And I know it's late, so we want to wrap this up here, but I know it's late and everything, but we want to thank you for coming down, flying for the first time in a long time into Atlanta and doing our first charity performance show here in Atlanta, actually in Covington, Georgia, for women who are living on the streets, have been devastated by the 2017 hurricane, and those who are living in shelters. So you have something similar, like you were mentioning, about your homeless advancement. So tell us about your experience when you came out here to Covington. You had a chance to walk around the city and meet some of our interns and all that. Tell us about your experience here, and why did you actually choose to lend your name to such a project like that?
It was so quick, but anyway, everybody in Covington, they were so sweet. I had a wonderful time. I mean, just beautiful, just treated me with so much respect. I mean, I just had a great time. I wish I could have been there longer, but, yeah, it was really nice. And coming back here, you know, just listening to what the people, I have friends that's in Puerto Rico, you know, and family that's in Houston and Florida that's went through the endurance of the hurricane, the devastation of the hurricane, you know, we had to do something, you know. I'm glad to be a part of that project. And coming back to Minnesota, just dealing with, you know, I end up connecting with Lydia. Lydia and I worked together years ago on some projects, and she was telling me, she's like, hey, Dee, I'm doing this project for the homeless. You know, we have a lot of homeless people here in Minnesota. Can you believe that, as cold as it is?
Yeah.
We have a lot of homelessness here.
And then it takes us to the Greyhound and bring our ass to Atlanta, where it's hot all the time. I don't know what's really going on with them. It's unnatural. I tell West, wishing West was Twin Cities a happy birthday for his birthday today and all that. But I told him, I said it's unnatural for black people. It's just, they think homosexuality is a demonical type thing. It's a demonical situation to be up there. It's just unnatural for black folks. We come from Africa. I don't even know why we up there. My brother up there, my sister up there. It's just unnatural. You know, they say homosexuality is unnatural. No, black folks being in Minnesota is unnatural. And we ain't even going to talk about the ones that are retarded living in Alaska. Now, that's just another story. I'm just saying. I just have to bring that up.
I think Minnesota might have Alaska Pete sometimes.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I was minus 20 below.
I'm just saying. Every time you say something about it, I got stuck in the snow. You hear what I be saying? You should be. That's an indication. Shouldn't that tell you to do something else different? All right.
Yeah. I don't know what you're gonna do, but I'm getting ready to get a
fire
here.
But you know, I was just wondering. I mean, once we talk to you about the project and about women living in these shelters in various places, and then being able to, like you said, to deliver, that was a collection party, and that collection party yielded being able to send things to the Virgin Islands, to ERC. We sent another 40 pounds of pads and tampons. That's heavy, because pads and tampons, that was a lot. We actually sent 40 pounds of products to West Virginia, which I did not know they had a flooding, and there are a lot of women in shelters without pads and tampons and feminine products. And then we were working, we're still working with the folks down in Miami, and unfortunately, their stuff is still sitting in here because, you know, we need to do some more fundraising. And you'll be coming back. You'll be coming back. But, you know, you talked to us about domestic violence. You joined the show on domestic violence. And we know for a fact, V, that as a result of either a natural tragedy, this is the question, we already know unless it's a natural tragedy, women become displaced and homeless because of domestic violence. And I myself was a child survivor of domestic violence, and you joined the conversation about your experience, and that's one of the ways that women are end up in shelters and homeless on the street. So what's your feelings about that?
I'm telling basically, you know, from my experience, you know, get out the situation. I mean, if they put their hands on you one time, that's not going to be the last time, you know. And I know it gets hard because, like, with my situation, I was trying to make it work because of, when you have children involved, it's a little bit harder to walk away. But I'm here to tell you, yeah, it's a struggle to do it by yourself, but you can do it. You know, no one deserves to. I mean, you know what about Minnesota? Let me tell you about that. I know I just discovered on this one. Do you know that they have a battered men's shelter here?
What?
So, yeah. So, I mean, men are battered too.
But yeah, absolutely.
In this type of situation, you know, when someone put their hands on you one time, that's not going to be the last time. You know, I went through it for 8 years. I kept going back. You know, I had a rough childhood, and I had a very rough childhood. Being a young teenage mom at 15 years old was not an easy thing. And so my thing was I was trying to have a family, and I kept staying into it because I wanted to have a family. And I figured, well, if I have a child by this gentleman, I got to, you know, stay into this craziness. So I'm telling the women out there and the men, they put their hands on you. It's time to walk away. You can do it. You can make it on your own.
Absolutely.
But you can make it on your own. You'll be able to. You'll come out even stronger after that. Trust me.
Okay. So you're on your way back to Georgia, even though Mama said, I can tell you later what Mama said now, because Mama be saying stuff, and I'd be like, okay. And then if something don't go right, then, yeah, man, I can tell you what she said on the air, but I'll tell you later. But, you know, Mama did make a comment, so I think, like, maybe I should wait to April. I'm like, well, maybe you should just kind of shut up, Mama. That's what my mind told me.
We might do that. Mama's probably right. We got to go on with Mama.
Yeah, man. I was like, I was just like, I don't want to hear what she got to say, but I do. I try to listen to what she's saying.
Because
she got. Yeah, she know a lot. She know a lot. That's why I keep her around. I tell her it all the time. But, you know, we're trying. You know, and I know that you guys got a lot of events that you told us about, but we're just trying to get you here where you can have a break from the 40th elite to 40th below. But I think it'll turn itself out. I think we still have time. I really want to try to push it for March 25th at the 6340 Event Lounge. It's going to be from 6 to 9. And so, you know, we're playing around with a live band scenario with Regina Hicks, who's an up and coming recording artist. Got a nice little song. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. All that love in the house. But we're going to see how it works out. We also got a confirmation from T.Y. Martin, who's the playwright. We call him the Black Tyler Perry, the mini Tyler Perry in playwriting. So he's going to be hosting the show. So, you know, we're going to be, you know, I'm doing some networking, and we might just still be all right. We had a great opportunity to understand some of the things that we needed to do. And, you know, I know it's late. It's late. And so I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, we have been blessed to have you aboard, not only as DeFi Entertainment, but as our A&R, Director of A&R, and our entertainment, new entertainment division for WMRDV Media and Broadcasting. Division. So we have an entertainment division that you're heading up. So We are excited about the direction in which you're taking the company. And so
I'm very excited, and thank you for having me aboard. I'm just so excited. It's a lot of work, but we're going to do the doggone thing, you know.
Well, you know, one thing I wanted to just ask you, I mean, as a female artist, you know, you had to have seen and or heard of such some of the nasty tricks that they play on female artists, you know, and all of that. To have an environment be that is, and I call it an interdependent environment where women run the business, operate the business, make the decisions of the business, to not keep the men out of it or ostracize them in any capacity, but it's an environment that you don't normally see. As I'm asking a question, you know, men run the music industry as well, correct?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I'm telling you, I have a story to tell you about, you know, back in the day I would have been with CBS and Epic. But it was, you know, it's just crazy. And we're going to continue that conversation, let people know what really goes on sometimes behind doors in the music industry. But, yes, it's mainly run by the men. Yes, it is. But now times have changed. You know, it's 2018. Women are starting to stand up. As you know, we've grown progressively having our own business, what, 25% now?
No.
25%. Of women-owned businesses. So, you know, we can do it. We got to work a little bit harder, but it's possible to do it. It's definitely possible. My thing is, my dream is to one day have my own record label, you know. Have my own record label. I'm not discriminating against types of music. And that's what I say I have an advantage of, because I know being exposed to country, blues, R&B, you know, and even being here in Minnesota, you're exposed to so many different diversity of people, you know, reggae, you know, salsa music, just everything. That's my dream one day, to have my own record label. So, yeah, we're going to do it. Is it going to be easy? No. But just like with a baby, it takes baby steps to crawl, so we're going to get there. As long as you put your faith. Hey, you know, I'm about to get all religious, but I know that's what's been keeping me going. And put all your faith in Him, then you can't go wrong. And believe in yourself, and don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. You know, what made me so strong was when I tried to find my birth mother, my birth family. For 38 years, I had people tell me, DeMonica, just give it up. You'll never find them. You'll never find them. Just give it up. You were... You know, back then in the 60s, they threw away the lock and key. You'll never find your biological family. And I said, no, I'm not going to listen to that. It took me 38 years, but I did it. So no one can't really tell me that you can't do what you dream or anything that's not possible.
Absolutely.
Because it is possible.
It is. Dee, we're going to let you go. I know you got a lot going on, and we appreciate this.
Yes, you know, I do.
Conversation.
I got to send a birthday shout out to West Move. That's right, Twin Cities Radio Network.
Absolutely.
Send you a shout out. So I got to send you a shout out. We'll be celebrating his birthday this Thursday. So here in the Twin Cities, I got to send another shout out to Mr. Charles Hayes, my other producer. Yes, that's right. I'm telling you, when I come out with this stuff, you're gonna be like, "Oh, dang, girl, you wasn't playing." It's all gonna happen at one time. You're gonna get music after music after music after music. And I just look forward to coming down there March 20th. I'm coming early so I can see what's really going on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
we gonna do what we got to do, make it work. So, ladies and gentlemen, we really appreciate you guys checking out the Monica Fly, D-Fly Entertainment, our spotlight artist on WMRDB, Atlanta Mixed Radio, the woman's station. What did they say?
The new station across the nation. That's right.
That's right. The new look and feel of radio, y'all. Y'all guys have a great one. Check us out on the 24-hour app and our live show. So we appreciate it. Y'all have a good one. Tell Ronnie, my brother, we appreciate him.
Thank you. Thank you. I sure will. I'll let
all right.
You know.
All right. Then. All right.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car. Which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
W-A-M-R-D-B. W-A-M-R-D-B. There's a miracle in this room with my name on it.
Well, thank everybody for tuning in to the MRDB, Woman's Station.
And
stay tuned to the Monica Fly every day on the 24-hour app.
Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it. So I'm going to put a prayer.
Yes, welcome back to WMRDB. You got to put a praise on it. You got to pray your way through things. You got to make sure you get the right synergy of people around. We had a wonderful interview with the Monica Fly, an electrifying artist that has transcended over 2-3 decades. That's as far as I'm going to say right there, 2-3 decades. And so, we appreciate her being on, and hopefully she'll be back on with us. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in to WMRDB, the Woman Station, the new look and feel of radio. We're going to get up out of here. I'm hoping that everybody understands that prayer changes things, and be happy that it does change things.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the Woman Station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.